This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Whatever your view on massage parlors is, I've been telling you since this whole Robert Kraft bust was never about prostitution. It was never about human trafficking. It was always about something else, including the further erosion of our liberty and due process rights. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zioli Show on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. But it was also about going after the president. It's amazing to me. You know, I want to sound like sometimes I remember bringing this up. I guess it was last week before I went to spring training. So maybe it was a week before. The days all kind of run together. I remember bringing this up on the air and thinking, do I sound like a conspiracy nut right now? I really, in the back of my mind, as I was discussing this issue, I go, do I sound crazy? Like, maybe people think I'm just spewing conspiracy stuff here. What I was talking about was the owner of the massage parlor, she used to own it, where Robert Kraft was busted in Florida for getting extra services, was at Mar-a-Lago, and she was in pictures hanging out with the president. She gave him money. She raised money for him. She was a frequent guest of the Mar-a-Lago social circuit. And there was an op-ed in the New York Times last weekend from a woman who said, why is everybody ignoring this scandal with the woman who owns the brothel here? And I went on last week about how this was, it seems to me, politically motivated against the president. And I thought, I sound crazy. This is nuts. I must be sleeping right or something, or I'm watching too many cartoons or something's going on here. I don't want to get all Alex Jonesy here, but it just seemed to me a little bit like there was a deeper motivation. I pointed out that the Palm Beach County prosecutor was a Democrat and the same guy that had Corey Lewandowski arrested, president's former campaign manager, for not pushing a woman. I was there. I saw it. It never happened. But I was thinking, come on, this is just, it's just a bust. It's a prostitution bust. Happens all the time. But then, turns out they were using these warrants that are available under the Patriot Act. Patriot Act, one of the worst bills ever passed in the history of the Republic, designed to keep us safe from terrorists, which is an erosion on due process rights and turns the Bill of Rights into a joke. One of the provisions in there is all you have to do is say the word terrorist and the Fourth Amendment goes out the window. So what the police did along with the feds in Florida is they said the words human trafficking. Well, lo and behold, then all of it goes out the window. Now you can do anything. So using powers given to law enforcement under the Patriot Act to stop terrorists, they went in there and they put cameras in massage parlors to catch guys who may or may not have been getting special services. But at no point were they ever doing what was at least the spirit of what Congress passed in the Patriot Act. Again, an awful bill. But nobody at the time of the passage of the Patriot Act thought, oh, we can also get hookers. Nobody ever thought that. I'm telling you right now, this is a very controversial bill, and I worked for a member of Congress back then, and there were a lot of us, many conservatives, who were very concerned about this bill. But at no point during the debate did the words prostitution, happy ending, human trafficking, or any of that nonsense come up. None of it. And I think that back then, had somebody suggested, you know, they might use this one day in the future to be able to put cameras to catch guys getting massages, people would have said, you're crazy. This is about stopping the next Bin Laden. Well, lo and behold, they used that exact method in Florida. They arrested all these guys, gentlemen, not so gentlemanly, doing things that you may or may not approve of. But not hurting anybody. They're just going in to get a massage. They're massaging parts of the body. They massage another part of the body. Again, you can approve or disapprove. The question is whether or not it's a federal law enforcement matter. Feds are involved. Local police are involved. And they say human trafficking. Human trafficking. For months, though, they're doing stakeouts on these massage parlors. And they're not running in to free the women who have been held as slaves. Modern day slavery. The Palm Beach County prosecutor gave this big speech about this is modern day slavery in our midst and we can't allow it to happen. Yet this Democrat elected to office, he's elected down there as the state attorney, he never bothered to tell law enforcement, go in and free these women. In fact, they never freed anybody because nobody was being held against their will. They haven't made a single charge of human trafficking. Not one. Not one arrest. They did manage to get Robert Kraft, though. What they would do is they would see guys leaving the massage parlors, and then they would pull them over on a traffic stop, and they'd wind up asking for their identification, and then they would say, well, we got you on camera going in there to the massage parlor, so why don't we talk? Well, Robert Kraft and his lawyers are getting all the charges dropped, and they're going to drop the charges against all the guys, turns out. But today, the Democrats called for a hearing over the woman who owned the massage parlor and her ties to Donald Trump. Someday I will be wrong. Today is not that day. Someday I may become a conspiracy nut. Maybe some guy who's just droning on in his basement on some lame podcast making absolutely no sense. But luckily for you and the Zeoli Army, today is not that day. It's exactly what I thought it was. So it's a political trap designed to embarrass the president and to possibly now, God only knows what, tie him into a human trafficking front. These are some bad people here. These are some bad people. Like I said, not the guys getting massages. I mean the law enforcement prosecution little zoo here that happened, who went in there and did all this. Do I think the Palm Beach prosecutor has political motivations with this? Yeah, I do. I do. There's massage parlors everywhere. Have you noticed that? They're everywhere. Yet they happen to go to the one that Robert Kraft's at. They happen to go to the one that's used to be owned by the woman who's a frequent guest in Mar-a-Lago. Just a coincidence, right? Just a coincidence. Coincidence. And this big joint local federal task force on human trafficking. Where are the human trafficked people? Where are the human traffickers? Where are the victims of trafficking? Where are they? Where are they? They're not there. No, instead we got like a 78-year-old guy who's down on his luck and not really. I'm not talking about Robert Kraft. I'm talking about some of the other people. They released all the mugshots, so the guys are all embarrassed, humiliated. Oh, look, you have to pay for sex or pay for a happy ending or whatever it is. And they put all that out there and they go, let this be a lesson to you that you are engaging in human trafficking by supplying the demand. Where's the trafficking? Oh, wait. It's underground. New York Times does this whole big expose, front page of the New York Times, a couple Sundays ago. The illicit massage parlors and the truth about human trafficking, how it's all underground and it's unfair to women and they keep moving the women around and blah, 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 all to justify this massive sting in Florida. And at no point does the New York Times say, but if law enforcement's monitoring this place and they've got cameras and they've got, why are they not going in there to free the women? Because there's no women to free. So then today the Democrats call for an investigation into the president of the United States. Do you think that they'll ever stop? I don't think they'll ever stop. It was a barely noticeable story on Politico. That's how these things start. They don't start as big, big deals. Because if you came out in a big way and said, we are launching an investigation into the ties between the president of the United States and a massage parlor owner, people would say, well, now the Democrats have really lost their minds. So they're doing this once again, very, very subtly, very covertly, not letting a lot of people know. They're just kind of, a Politico has a story today, and I looked at it and I went, oh man, isn't that something? The same day that they announced the charges against Robert Kraft are going to be dropped, same exact day, they call for this investigation over this woman and her ties to the president's inauguration committee. You see? You see where we're going here? They're investigating the president now over everything. And one of the things they're investigating him over is whether or not his inauguration committee raised improper funds, spent improper funds, and on it goes. The woman who owned this massage parlor where Robert Kraft was a frequent visitor, and she was a frequent visitor to Mar-a-Lago, she helped raise money for the inauguration. Okay? That's the connection right there. Big deal. Why is this a big deal? It shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. But we live in the craziest times ever. So if we can somehow tie the president of the United States to a human trafficking operation, well, then let's do it. Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, the Speaker of the House, is she's a disgrace for this. She's a disgrace for this. It's an absolute travesty in my mind. Adam Schiff, Gerald Nadler. High-ranking Democrats on Capitol Hill are calling for a counterintelligence investigation into a woman who has peddled access to President Trump and who founded the massage parlor where New England's Patriot owner Robert Kraft is accused of soliciting sex. This is from National Public Radio. Lee Cindy Yang has been the subject of a number of reports in recent weeks, notably in the New York Times and the Miami Herald, which have detailed how she created a business that advertised entry to events, including White House visits, VIP activities at Mar-a-Lago, and Warren Buffett's annual meeting at Berkshire Hathaway shareholders. But by the way, just as a side note, there are lobbyists that do this every single day. That's what they do. They get you access. They get you to meetings. They get you to events. They get you to, you want to go to see the Irish ambassador if you're an Irish donor? Well, the lobbyist will get you in there. He'll make a call and you get in there. And that's why I never get impressed by going to official political things, because I've done them. I've been there. It's cool. It's fun. You do it once, you've done it. But let's not act like this Chinese woman in Florida was the only person getting people accessed around the president of the United States. She was photographed in February with Trump at a Super Bowl party that Kraft also attended, and she reportedly arranged for a group of Chinese business executives to attend a paid fundraiser for the president in late 2017. If true, said the Intelligence and Judiciary Committee's joint committee now, House and Senate. If true, these allegations raise serious counterintelligence concerns. The letter addressed to FBI Director Christopher Wray, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and Secret Service Director Randolph Ailes contains questions about a number of aspects of her reported activities. House Speaker of the Vampiric One Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Count Chuckula, released on... I think I have them, right? Let's see here. Where's their official... I can't read. That's my problem. Oh, well.
What happened to your specs?
I should put them on, right?
Yeah.
You know, I need to be able to read. I can't read. Where is it? Damn it. Oh, here it is. I blew the joke. It's been too long. But anyway, this is still good. Here we go.
First of all, Mr. Strozak.
No, that's the wrong one. Here we go.
This one.
Thank you, Speaker Pelosi.
When are we upgrading this stupid thing? I thought we're getting new touch screens and everything. What's going on with this?
Don't you have it in front of you? I don't think it's hooked up yet.
Oh, it's not?
Peter Schumer.
Thank you, Speaker Pelosi.
Yes. So they now have a joint committee here. They released a statement in which they said they support an investigation. Yang founded the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, where Kraft is accusing of visiting and soliciting prostitution twice. Democrats want to know the extent to which Yang or her businesses have been investigated by the FBI or state authorities for, wait for it, human trafficking. They also want a counterintelligence investigation into the extent that Yang or her clients interacted with the president, vice president, on and on it goes. So am I suggesting that the Palm Beach County prosecutor and this massive state and local law enforcement operation to bust human trafficking was actually really designed as another way to investigate the president of the United States? Am I actually suggesting that? Yes. Yes, I am. Because what's even worse is the idea that all of that money and time was spent in a joint local federal task force to get creepy old guys getting, rubdowns. This was never about prostitution. This was never about human trafficking. This was always another way to investigate the president. One day I'll be wrong. Today is not that day.
Racioli 3 to 6. Talk radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.